What's up, everybody? You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're doing our monthly show, our monthly installment called The Monthly Microdose. And if you're watching the video, which means you're either a tier 2 and higher supporter, or you are on the Rockfin, you'll notice I'm wearing a crazy getup today. I'm embracing and channeling my inner Stevie Van Zandt / Johnny Depp outfit. I know. You know what? Today's going to be a short one. That was the original vision of the Microdose show, and we're going to do it. Today, we're keeping it under 30. I'm shooting for 23 minutes. So without further ado, you know what this show is. We go over the things that happened in April, shows we did. I'll bring up any kind of points I missed on the shows, maybe, or corrections. We'll talk about what you can expect in May. It's a fun show. You love it. I love it. We love it. And today we're going to do a little mini symbolism breakdown of the Batman. I know that's what you're here for. So without further ado, let's get through the topics and get back to life, okay? I did so many shows in April. That's never happening again. Let's talk about where I guested. First, Billy Ray Valentine. Shout out Billy Ray and Mr. Gates. I went on Infinite Fringe with those two legends. Close friends here. So check out Billy Ray Valentine's Infinite Fringe. We broke down all kinds of Will Smith talk. You know, topics come and go so fast nowadays. Will Smith's slap was the biggest thing on the planet for about a week. And who cares now? Now Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I also did check out my man Wasted Radio Hardcore Specialty Show. I went on his show. You could check that out. And we'll go through all the shows I did in April. Let's briefly cover some posts I made on social media. I like to elaborate a little bit more. Sometimes I'll just drop a social media post without a lot of info behind it. Shout out Betty on Patreon. Betty told me about Amazon building the Tower of Babel in Virginia. If you haven't seen it, check it out on the Instagram. It basically looks like the Tower of Babel, just like from the Bible. And you know how that story ended. Not well. I also posted some photos. I got a new sponsor. Go to Every Plate. Let me pull up the link for you. So Every Plate became a sponsor. If you go to everyplate.com and enter code conspiracy 179, because you get a meal for $1.79. Anyway, I posted some photos of myself cooking with some great meals they provided to check out the service. So check them out, new sponsor. I also watched the Bitcoin conference. I did a quick little Instagram reel. I was watching Jack Mallers. He actually, if you don't understand cryptos, he actually broke it down very well. He's kind of a bro, but that's fine. He made fun of boomers the whole time. Also fine. I don't think that's a smart business move, but hey, you know what? These young tech guys, they're on a different level. My man Justin, shout out Justin. He was on the front page of his local newspaper. You can check that out on my Instagram. And why is that of significance to you? Well, he was wearing the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture t-shirt with the nerds on the back. And it made the front page of his local newspaper. I mean, not the shirt, but like his workplace, right? So that was pretty cool. Fire the Radio, they name dropped me for my Christian beliefs. The guest said that I don't know who was talking, but the guest said something about my investigation into the occult and the Illuminati led me to Christianity, which is, you know, that's not necessarily true. Totally fine, though. It's not 100%. Look, you know my whole story, probably. Born and raised into a Christian faith, like a non-denominational Church of the Nazarene thing. To be honest, didn't love church. Not my thing. But the beliefs in Christ were instilled in me as a young Christian soldier. And, you know, I always struggle with that. Always struggle with the idea of, well, is this the truth? Or was it just something that was massaged into my brain as a child? And now I got to live with that. But ultimately, you know, with all the doubts, because faith, of course, faith comes with doubts. If nothing else, you can look at it from a selfish perspective and say, you know what? That sure is a fun story that you might go to heaven and be with all these people you love again. So for that reason, I'm in. For that reason, I'm in. Not out, I'm in. So shout out Jaded Dave on Twitter who shared that clip with me. I retweeted it on the Twitter. I should put it on the Instagram too. I've just been busy, all right? Billy Ray Valentine, he interviewed Professor Ben Teitelbaum, the guy who talked about Steve Bannon and traditionalism on my show in 2020. That's actually a really great interview. Check out that one too. Look at Billy Ray, man. I'll start charging him to be a sponsor on this show. All these shout outs I'm giving him. No, he deserves it. He's the best. Elon Musk, we talked about that on a different show. It's fine. I got new t-shirts. I'm thirst trapped them on the Instagram. You can check them out. 3/4 sleeve with the 70s logo. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm selling out left and right. You're going to run out. By the time you hear this, they're probably gone. But you can check it out. You know where to go. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. I also posted that our show hit over 9 million downloads. Yes, thank you for listening. It's actually much higher than that because I was on Blueberry as my host. See, back in the day, back in 2014, losers like me, I would pay a hosting service to host my podcast. I did it out of the goodness of my heart because I wanted to connect with you guys. And a lot of people were like, oh, you should podcast. All these blog articles you're writing, you should just podcast them. And I was like, no, I don't want to. But I did it. And thank God I did. It changed my life. So for years, I paid to podcast. And you can hear by my low energy back in those years, it wasn't the greatest thing ever. I didn't love it. And then at some point, I think around 2017, and God, you know, my apologies to whoever put me on with Spreaker. They hooked me up with Spreaker somehow. I don't even remember how. And they were like, hey, we'll give you free hosting. We're just going to put a couple ads on your show. And bada bing, bada boom. And I was like, bet, let's go. So I signed on with Spreaker. And what I'm trying to say is I don't even know how many downloads I had with Blueberry. That was the first 5 years of my few years of podcasting. So when I moved over to Spreaker, they reset all the statistics. So I've been on 9 million downloads since joining Spreaker. So maybe I already crossed 10 million. I don't know. It doesn't matter. When we cross 10 million, I'm going to have a big party. A big party. I don't know what I'm going to do. Something fun. Maybe I'll live stream Isaac getting completely blitzed. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure something out. But I'm very excited to do that. If I'm looking at my statistics, we should hit that within a year. Hopefully in 2022. All right? So stay subscribed and keep listening. Get your boy to 10 million. And what I was saying on my Instagram when I posted the image, Spreaker doesn't even give you, they have achievement trophies, little digital trophies to every time you cross a threshold of listeners or downloads, you share it on your social. Hey, thanks for listening and all that stuff, right? It tops out at 5 million. They don't make any beyond that. So when I hit 10 million, I'm going to contact Spreaker and say, I want you to put my face on the trophy for the 10 million. And they're going to laugh at me and call me an idiot. And that's all right. No, but seriously, I'm going to ask them, like, hey, where's my 10 million trophy? I know I ain't no Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan will hit 10 million in one show. Or is he buying his streams? That's a conspiracy theory that my lovely wife Josie came up with the other day. I said, you know what? You might be right. You might be right. Another topic for another show. Shout out to Jimmy, old James Airy. I went on the Airy Brothers show. When was that? Last year? I don't remember. We hit it off immediately. They CrossFit. I CrossFit. They're running. They're making films. And James Airy dropped a little 10-minute mini movie he did called Double Ripple. You got to check it out. I'll try to get it up on my Rockfin forum. It's really cool. It's this little occult story. It's got a little comedy in there. It's kind of fun. I was honored to be an advisor, a symbolism of the occult advisor to this show. And you'll love it if you're into this stuff. So shout out James Airy. Next topic, movies and music that I've been consuming in the month of April. You know I love Tekashi 6ix9ine, not as a human being, he seems like a scumbag, but I enjoy his music. And he released a new single, And he's been blackballed by the music industry. If you don't believe that the music industry has gatekeepers and people that hook up other people, look no further than 6ix9ine. He dropped this track, Gene, blew up on YouTube, crushed everyone else's music video, which include Lil Baby and Nicki Minaj, I think. Or was it Cardi B? I don't remember. Two big names on one video, and he crushed them, right? This guy's huge, right? But sure enough, he's not. His track isn't on any of the playlists, although rap playlists, like on Amazon, Apple, Spotify. But somehow his video's killing it on YouTube, but it doesn't even appear on the top, you know, 50, whatever. Anyway, it's because they blackballed 6ix9ine, and it's really weird, right? Why would these record executive people care about him snitching on the gang? Something's going on there. I don't know what it is. New album by Future, pretty good. New track with Travis Scott. Travis Scott's getting back out there. Watch out, everybody. In fact, I posted on my Instagram today, Playboi Carti and ASAP Rocky have, there's a concert footage where he's performing in front of another one of those portals, and then there's a guy on fire in flames. Same satanic symbolism, I think. What was I watching? I watched Scream 2, like from the 90s, right? I only watched the first one when it came out. I thought it was good, but I'm an old school dude. Like, I like 80s horror, 70s horror. So when Scream came out, and I can tell how old you are by whether or not you love Scream. If you think Scream 1 is the best horror movie ever made, I know how old you are. I know you are under the age of 40. If you're a guy like me, who's over 40, Scream was a great movie. I'm not taking anything away from it. Definitely one of the greats. The greatest ever? Pump the brakes a little bit. It was fine. But there was a new Scream 5 movie that came out that people are saying is pretty good. And I thought, you know, I'd never seen the franchise. I saw Scream 1. I thought it was fine. Let's get into Scream 2. So I watched Scream 2 from like 94 or 5 or whatever it is. I hated it. I just hate it. I don't think Scream is that scary. It's crap. I don't like it. And I decided I'm not even going to watch the new one. Anyway, I watched Lucy, did a film analysis on it. I watched The Batman. All right, here's what you came for, probably. The Batman. Now, you know it's The Batman. There's not a lot of Illuminati occult stuff going on there in the film. But there's a few things to point out. That's why I'm not doing a full-length show on this. When you meet the Penguin, he introduces himself as Oz, like O-Z. And to be fair, it's because his name is Oswald Cobblepot. His character, right? Great name, by the way. But Oz is an occult thing. We talked about this in April on my fourth bonus show of the month, where we talked about Eyes Wide Shut, part 7. And we talked about Blavatsky's Theosophy, the guy who wrote the story of Wizard of Oz, Frank L. Baum, and Aleister Crowley, who wrote a book called Liber Oz. All right. And Liber Oz is all about ushering the new age of mankind, which is what Blavatsky thought she was doing with Theosophy. She was going to reveal the occult secrets to the masses slowly. So when he says, I'm Oz, I thought, oh, well, that's kind of interesting, right? But then it gets a little more interesting. We find out he's got a club called the Iceberg Lounge. All right. But underneath Iceberg Lounge, and, you know, this is symbolism of going underground, which is the initiation in the occult rituals. They go underground to represent death, being reborn into the occult fantasies. We find out that under the Iceberg Lounge, there's another club called the 44 Club. And Catwoman, she says that 44 Below... That's the name of the club underneath. It's called 44 Below. She says, that's the real club. It's the club within the club. Which is very much all of these conspiracies talking about secret societies and the Freemasons and the Illuminati. It's like a Russian doll shells game, you know what I mean? Like there's inner sanctums. That's what the term esoteric means. It's like this inner teaching. Like there's an esoteric Christianity. You know, Christianity has this belief in a Holy Trinity and all this stuff. But with inside, once you get into the secret group or whatever, you've got the esoteric. The club within the club. Which I found very interesting that they said this. Now, 44 Below is the name of the club. And I thought, well, it's got to be a reference to the temperature, right? Because it's called the Iceberg Lounge Above Ground. It's the penguin. But what's the meaning of 44? Why the significance? And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't find a clear answer as to how it would fit in the movie. But I did find, if you go to Corey Daniels' The Phoenix Enigma, his website says, when used in the occult, the number 44 is most often used as a similitude number for Christ. It is often invoked and perverted in order to harness the Christ energies and turn them upside down. So you got that, right? It also says that Jacob Boehm said 44, 45, and 46 are the trinity of human life. Now, I couldn't find this anywhere. I looked around for it to try to learn more. Couldn't find it. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist or he never said that. I just couldn't find the reference to get more than just that claim. And it was curious to me because we had just talked about Jacob Boehm on our episode referring to the symbolism of the film Lucy. Because Boehm, of course, is a Christian mystic, and he was talking about Lucifer and the Luciferian plot to make man become the new god. So there you go. And then the last thing about the Batman, we hear about Falcone and how he's been the mayor for 20 years, and on the rooftop scene, there's a dirty cop, and he's like, yeah, well, in this town, the elections don't really matter. Rigged elections, right? Something for you political conspiracy folks out there. So a lot of interesting things happening in Gotham. The Batman itself, was it a good movie, though? It was good. It was fine. I liked it. I would definitely watch a sequel. I would never watch this movie in a theater. It's 3 hours, way too long. It felt too long. But it was good. I liked it. I like Batman, though, which is strange, probably, because you always hear me crying about how I hate superhero movies. What can I say? I got a soft spot for the Batman. Definitely the best superhero movies that they make. I watched Trick or Treat, a cult classic horror film from, I think, the 90s. I hated it. It was my first time watching it. I thought it was crap. I watched the brand new horror film, The Cellar. Hated it. I thought it was crap. But ironically, we're probably going to do a show about it, and I'll explain why. For fun, I watched Edge of Tomorrow with the world's second greatest actor. Loved it, of course. 5-star review. Check out my Letterboxd for all my great reviews. I watched the new Stephen Greer documentary. I didn't even bother writing the title down. I hated it. Total money grab. Where's my $10, Greer? I want it back. Because his previous documentaries are pretty good. And in fact, in this one, a lot of the stuff he says, I'm like, yeah, bro, like I'm with you on all this. But then he doesn't come with the goods. I was like, well, you've talked about all this stuff before. Was this just like a quick money grab to try to get a couple bucks out of this thing? Or, because a lot of the film, he talks about how, well, you know, they're killing people for talking about this stuff, and if they kill me, I got a dead man switch. So maybe it was a film devoted to just release that information, so they just added 2 hours around it. Either way, if you're into UFO stuff, sure, go for it. But I paid $10 for it, and I feel like I want a refund. I did not like it. Would not recommend. What's on my short list of movies I'm going to watch? Jackass Forever. Of course. I've got a bunch of Gaspar Noé movies I'm watching. Not recommended for everybody. Very brutal. Ty West has a new horror movie called X I want to see. And of course, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I'm dying to see this movie. A couple of you reached out, said you got to see it. I know I'm going to. I haven't been to the theater in 2 years, and to be honest, I'm not trying to go in there, but I'll do it for this. The Northman, really want to see that. That's Robert Eggers. He's the guy who did The Witch and Lighthouse, which, you know, I did two shows on those in March 2020. Fascinating, right? Great movies. So this one's going to be great too, I think. And then, of course, there's a movie called Men by Alex Garland. He's the guy who did Annihilation, one of my favorite films of all time, and Ex Machina, another great film. I got to hustle. We're not going to make it in 30, folks. It's going to be another monthly macro dose. All right, now let's talk about the shows we did in April and maybe some questions. We talked about the Grammys 2022. Nothing really there. I did a giveaway. Shout out to my winners on the giveaway on the Instagram. I got Space. Oh boy, I'm going to mess her name. Space Rock and Roll Space Witch. I'm going to get her on the show. She was the grand prize winner. Mailed her every book, a shirt, and she's going to be on our show. That's all I'll say for now. Stay subscribed. I did an alien show with the Philosopher's Stone. Oh, and by the way, during that alien show about the Philosopher's Stone, we talked about Lou Elizondo, how he was interviewed on this other show, UFO Garage, I think it was called. And he basically drew the Philosopher's Stone, saying that this is how it all works or whatever. Well, on that Stephen Greer documentary, the one that I didn't even look up the title to because I was so disappointed. It's called Above Top Secret. There you go. I just looked it up. On the Stephen Greer new thing, they show Lou Elizondo being interviewed by Dave Scott. If you recall, I don't know how long you've been on the team here. Back in 2016, I went on Dave Scott's show, Spaced Out Radio. So I thought that was pretty cool. So there's Dave Scott looking right back at me. Shout out Dave Scott. We did a TMZ Illuminate Confirmed show about 6ix9ine and Ghislaine Maxwell and Dua Lipa and Lotto and 777. People were telling me Lotto is a... I thought it was like Lotto, L-O-T-T-O, because the album title is called 777, right? And I know she doesn't spell it that way. But they're saying Lotto is short for mulatto, which I thought was a problematic term. I don't know. Sounds good. We did a Lucy film analysis. Nothing there. I did a Oops All Nerd show. Yeah, not a lot of action on those shows as far as having to make some corrections or feedback or new ideas. But let me tell you, April was exhausting. I'll never do that again. I did 15 shows. I did those two guest spots. I did 3 episodes of Breaking Social Norms with my wife. Then I did 1 episode of Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, and then I did 9 conspiracy theories in unpopular culture. Never doing that again. Don't expect that to ever happen again. I got lots of books to read, so in May we're throttling back again, okay? But don't worry, I'm bringing the heat. I'm bringing tons of shows. I don't know if it's going to be 15. Because you recall in April we did 4 bonus shows. I only do 1 bonus show a month for my supporters. And in April, as a way of trying to get people to join up, I gave 4 shows. We did Studio 666, which, oh, by the way, I got a note here on that. Def Def on Patreon said that their album Medicine at Midnight, which is pivotal to the plot of Studio 666 and my whole theory about how the movie was based on reality from the recording of that 10th album, Medicine at Midnight. Anyhow, Def Def said there's a song on Medicine at Midnight called Cloud Spotter, which has a riff that Grohl had been working on for 25 years. Again, one more point that you see in the film, because that's something they talk about in the film as well. Bassist Nate Mendel confirmed it. I looked it up. Sure enough. So there you go. More fodder for that crazy theory about the human sacrifice of the drummer Taylor Hawkins. We did another bonus show. We did the film analysis of Fresh. We did a book review of Kurth Barker's Blood Drinking Cannibalism High Adept Satanism book. And then, of course, Eyes Wide Shut, Deep Dive number 7. Larry Salona and Epstein. And here I've got an interesting update. Danny Torrance, Ironic name. If you follow Kubrick in The Shining, that's the name of the kid. I don't know if it's a real name. Maybe it is. Danny Torrance on Twitter said, guess what else happened on July 16th? We dropped the first atomic bomb. Did I already cover this? I feel like I did. Anyway, ties into the Trinity site conspiracy, an idea that goes back to James Selby Downard. Shout out Ryan Page. Jacques Vallée wrote a book called Trinity. I got it on my shelf. I got to read it. So I can't do 15 shows because I got a lot of books to read. But basically, the idea is that the first atomic bomb was a big alchemical process. It was the creation and destruction of primordial matter. Downard put together a nice little theory about how, Michael Hoffman discussed this theory in his book as well, but Downard was like the OG, right? But the path of the testing of the first atomic bomb, it happened on the ancient path in Mexico known as Hornada del Muerto, which means journey of death. And the claim is that a Freemason named Peter Kern built a gate of death entry point trailhead, the gate with 1,000 doors, where he would eventually be murdered, sacrificed in a ceremony, opening it up. Now, if you look around online, very hard to prove this, but as we all know, between Google and Wikipedia, they're clearly trying to create the reality that they want us to believe in. So I don't know that that means it's not true. I'm just saying I couldn't prove it. But there was a famous Mason named Peter Kern, but it says he was killed in a train accident in 1937, long before 1945. So whatever. But what is interesting is there is a big obelisk where the atomic bomb was dropped. I thought that was curious. I did an episode on Rockfin for Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist where we debunked this new quasi-Q documentary called Watch the Water, where the guy is claiming... This is the claim. I'm going to sum it up for you. You should check out my whole analysis because you won't believe it. Because these two guys that are running this, the one guy's a wannabe rapper. Oh, it's wild. But the claim this chiropractor is making is that the virus, the V-A-C-C-I-N-E, the remdesivir to treat it, and the tap water we drink all has cobra venom in it. And why? Because they want to turn us into snakes. Because it's a satanic symbolism. Now, is that possible? Sure. I'll give you that. It's possible. Is that likely? Not really. And I think the example I used was, if I drink orange juice, that doesn't turn me into an orange. It just seems like more nonsense to me. Anyway, on Breaking Social Norms, we did 2 episodes on the most evil nerds. We counted down the top 10 evil nerds. My God. Great shows. You should check those out. Okay, what's coming up next? We got to wrap it up. Future shows in the works for May. Hopefully May, maybe June. Just depends. We got a film analysis of The Cellar. Don't recommend watching it. A film analysis for Top Gun. Oh, yeah. We're going to the 80s, baby. Top Gun. Would I recommend it? Yeah. I mean, it's Tom Cruise. I'm doing that. Shout out Florida Man. He was asking me about it. And I said, you know what? It's kind of a stretch to say there's a cult symbolism in there, but I'm willing to make that stretch. So let's do it. Johnny Depp. We're going to talk about his occult symbolism on a show. Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox. Because, you know... It's funny, right? Back in January, I did a show about the occult symbolism of the divine twin flames that are Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, and I talked about them drinking blood. I talked about the blood stuff. I don't remember what else we talked about. All the occult symbolism of what she's into. And a lot of people got upset with me. A lot of people were like, oh, you don't get it, man. You don't get it. You're just stretching. Okay. Fast forward to April and all over the news, there's Megan Fox. Yeah, we drink each other's blood. Totally normal behavior. And then the funny thing was, that day I was talking to my man BP, and he said, you believe all this stuff? Because he listened to my bonus episode about all the blood drinking on and cannibalism and stuff. He said, you believe all this? You think this is real? I said, yeah, I do. And not even an hour later, on the news, there it is, looking right at us. MGK and Megan Fox drink each other's blood. Some people are like, oh, that's not real. They're just faking it. They're lying. Maybe. But we'll probably do a whole show on that topic because it's a lot, right? I also plan on getting with Bledsoe Said So. Great show. My man Ryan Bledsoe, Nick, Alex, we're going to get together. I'm not sure what it's going to look like yet, but we're going to have some guests on the show. I also plan on doing a film analysis of Bed Knobs and Broomsticks from, I don't know, the 70s on Disney. Morgan on Patreon said it had tons of stuff. I'm going to read you. It says, it's a total creeper Disney classic. It's rife with all forms of ritual, magic, dark arts, spells, incantations, occult lore, interdimensional travel, Nazis. And the film's main plot component is the spell book of Astaroth. And I kind of briefly looked at Wikipedia. I said, holy crap, that's real. All right, you got it. I'll check it out. Like I said, you know my history. I've never really watched Disney movies. So there's a lot for me to unpack as far as Disney goes. Okay, so that's what I got on deck. And of course, things always happen. You never know what's going to happen in the world. Let's talk, before I let you go, let's talk top supporters. I don't know if you know what Podcast 2.0 is. It's basically the future of podcasting. It's more interactive. You stream Bitcoin fractions called Satoshis. I'm on an app called Fountain. If you're really into that stuff, go for it. If you're not, it might be too much for you to get into right now, but once you get into Bitcoin and all this weird stuff, it'll be all right. But I got my first boost. It's like a tip where you can send me a comment or a message or something, right? And I got it on Fountain from Kyle Herbert. Just joking, Kyle. His name is actually pronounced Abear. It's spelled Herbert, but it's Kyle Abear. And he must get his name butchered all the time. But Kyle, I'm very starstruck. This is the guy that did the voices for Dragon Ball Z. Crazy, huh? I never watched Dragon Ball Z, but obviously I know what it is. So that's pretty impressive. So shout out, Kyle. Got my first Satoshis on the future of podcasting. Big moment. Got a bunch of tips on Rockfin, so thank you for that. Justin, Sammy Baker Davis Jr., they hit me with the 20 sacks. And then I got a bunch of, you know, $5 tips, so thank you. Tons of Patreon signups. Thanks for signing up. And I got to looking at the OGs on Patreon. I started Patreon back in October 2017. And there are some people, believe it or not, that are still on Patreon and have been supporting ever since then. And I hope I don't miss some. I briefly kind of filtered through. These are the names I saw that, and I might be missing some. My apologies if I missed you. Ziamo, Florida Man, Vicky C, J-Po, Jonathan D, DJW, Leela CW, Stephen W, KDG, Uncle TJ, and Anna. Those are the names that appear to have been supporting this whole time. So shout out to the OGs that have been holding it down. Huge deal. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Like I said, we crossed 9 million downloads. We're going for that 10 million spot. So if you like the show and you want to support the show, I've got so many ways to do it. But one that's free and easy and a great way to make friends and conversation, share your favorite episode with someone who doesn't know anything about this stuff. And only you know which one to share with this person. Because some people, they're really into the basic stuff. They're really into, oh, you know, the moon landing wasn't real. I'm into that. Or some people like this deep esoteric occult philosophies and how they show up in films like Lucy. Or maybe there's a film that your friend really loves. You say, hey, check out my man Isaac's show. He breaks it all down. So that's what I'd ask of you. If you want to support the show, that's a great way you can do it. You can spread the message. Thanks for checking out the show. Thanks for checking out the monthly microdose. Again, I've got the shirts up on the Gumroad store. If I sell out, I will put another order in. As you know, I move very slowly. I'm a one-man army. So merch isn't a big money maker for me. I'm not selling it for this great profit. But it's fun. I like it. I like seeing you guys wear the shirt. So if you get a shirt from me, post, tag me. Hopefully I see it. Sometimes I get overwhelmed with comments and tags. But tag me on the Instagram and I'll share it if I see it. Anyways, yeah, get your shirts while you can. Till next time, stay woke.